nice stretch there. All right, a little there. All right, is the pole good? We got it in place?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to try to climb up it. All right, so anyways, this is a stripper pole that I'm on. All right, I'm going to come down. no, but we've got a little stripper pole story. I wonder what you think about this. To me, it's becoming more and more common. I'm even seeing classes being taught for this. But this is, a new family bonding technique. Some people do it over dinner. Some play some board games or sports. But this family, they do pole dancing together. A St. Louis mom and her father are teaching their kids, including their son and young daughter, how to pole dance.
What?
Lindsay Teal, she's an exotic dancer, so a stripper. She said pole dancing includes dance, gymnastics, and performance art. It's a great combination of dance, gymnastics, and performance art. She admits she's gotten a lot of backlash for teaching her kids how to pole dance. Her son's 11, her daughter is just 3, and her other one's 5. The mom says there still seems to be this weird stigma attached to it, that you can't separate the exotic from the sport, and we're trying to put a stop to that if we can. The pop said, if they think it's not right, I'm sorry, I couldn't even read what they wrote, that's their problem. Their mind is only in the gutter. And here's a little thing right here.
But she is an exotic dancer, though.
The mom is,
her kids know what she does.
You look at her cute little 3 and 5. Well, they may not.
This is disturbing.
You think it's disturbing? Why?
Yeah,
there's a lot of people.
Weird.
My friend Nicole, I think she's a pacemate. Again, they just did auditions, but she dances with the pacemates. And I don't know if she teaches, but I've seen her do like pole classes and different things. I mean, there is a difference between that and being a quote unquote stripper, right?
Push play. I want to see these kids like swinging around on the. On the poll, how this looks.
Give me a second. You know, our internet's about dial-up from like 1992, but once it starts playing, you'll see. But yeah, they say it's a good thing to do. 317-239-1009. Maybe you teach pole dancing. Maybe you're an exotic dancer. I'd love to know where you dance at. I'd like to support our listeners. You know that.
I don't know that I would be down for this.
Why?
It's just strange.
They're not teaching them to take off clothing. Because that's what you think of like of an actual dancer, like a stripper. They're going to come off down to like this to their panties. But the whole family has their clothing on. So they climb up the pole.
Oh,
look at
my
gosh. See, they're on it together right now, swirling around.
Oh, look, my gosh.
Look how fun that looks. Wow. How does mom do that position?
This is just the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Look at those cute little girls. This is going to be so good for their body, too. They're going to be in shape.
Put him in gymnastics.
Well, look, dad's raising little daughter up right there. So you think it's not a good thing? Oh, look at they're twirling. Okay. Now, if there was like,
oh my gosh.
Oh, look at the little boy.
I literally cannot believe what I'm seeing.
You don't like that?
I just think it's weird.
Good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
My name's Wendy.
Hey, do you dance?
I don't, but I actually have gone to pole dancing classes.
Tell us about it. What do you think?
So, honestly, it was like the best workout of my life because it takes so much upper body skills just to get on there and stay on the pole.
Do you think, though, that kids should do it?
I think it's a great workout. I think it just depends on how you teach your kids to look at it.
Yeah.
If you tell them, like, hey, this is what it's how it started, it's like how women portray it.
Okay.
Yeah, it can be kind of seen as not okay, but if you're teaching them as strictly a workout, I think it could be a good thing. I mean, kids at that age, they're so limber that it could be a great workout for them.
Oh, man.
And so I agree with the workout.
This is just
I honestly do.
Yeah,
too
like,
weird.
I honestly wish my mom would have enrolled me in pole classes.
Okay, no,
I'm
you
not.
Don't.
I'm very tight. I'm going to therapy now to loosen up my hips.
It's great because it does teach them a lot of skills that they can use later on in life. It's not just looking at it from an exotic dance kind of view.
Uh-huh.
You have to look at it as a fitness. It's so much more. I mean,
yeah, but you know, when those 12 and 13 year old girls, I'm saying as they're older and they're that preteen age, they're going to get roasted at school for doing this.
If they're still doing it, honestly, at that point, they're probably going to switch over to sports, but it's kind of a good thing to inform them of their kids just to work out and be active.
All right.
So.
Hey, your phone's cutting out there, but thank you for calling in. She played, she played. I don't know.
It makes me feel weird. I just think it's strange.
I think, and I'm not saying you're perverted, but I think you're thinking about it in the wrong way, and that's no, why it I seems just think, strange.
But I also am thinking, like,
this little, like, 3 or 5-year-old doesn't have pasties on.
No, she doesn't. They're in gymnastics clothing, but it's just, the whole thing is just strange.
You okay?
You got to think, though, the mom herself is an exotic dancer. So it's like they know what their mom does. So to me, it's just softening the whole industry for these kids and their minds.
You think it's a way, like, to bring the kids in so they'll be strippers?
Well, it's, if your own parent does it and you grew up around it and whatever, I just feel like, yeah, for daughters, you're raising them that to be more like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. You know, this might be like a good career path for me. I'm already skilled at it. If they're starting this young, imagine by the time they're 18, they'll be like ready to go.
I've got 10 years of practice
exactly.
under my belt.
So I just feel like, I don't know. I don't like encouraging young women to like think of that as like their first option.
I get what you're saying, and I respect that. I don't think that's necessarily what's going to happen with these. She got the boy and the girls.
Maybe not.
To
it's
be
just
fair, though,
strange to me.
I mean, if the son wants to get into that, though, he's got a jump start on the competition.
That's true.
I mean, you see him spin around?
It's true.
That video's incredible.
Absolutely wackadoo from St. Louis. Not too far.
STL shouting. I ain't going nowhere. It's the Joe and Alex Show.